Today, we'd like to see the title of a whole follower in Joshua chapter 14, verses 1 to 15. To align with the people on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 3, for Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and the half tribe on the other side of the Jordan, but to the Levites, he had given no inheritance among them. Who were the two tribes and the half tribe? And how come there were 13 portions of the land in this context? Question 2 in verse 5. As the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land, where today, Christians have about the same rates of divorce, addiction, and other problems as non-Christians. What could we learn from Joshua dividing the land as the Lord had commanded Moses? Question 3, last question in verse 9. So Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever. Because you have wholly followed the Lord my God, what could we learn from Caleb's character? Wholly followed, the phrase is written 3 times in just this chapter 14, verse 8, verse 9, and verse 14. In the last chapter 11, verse 23, so Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had said to Moses, and Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel according to their divisions by their tribes. Then the land rested from war. In this chapter 14, Joshua, the main author, did not give the chronological order, but further details of the story up to chapter 19 from the chapter 12. As a reference of a Bible map, we may see map of Canaan, 12 tribes distributed by Bible History Online, the website address of this manuscript or bulletin last page. The 12 tribes are written in Genesis chapter 49. Verse 1, these are the areas which the children of Israel inherited the land of Canaan by Joshua. Joshua chapter 11 verse 23 said, Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed as an inheritance to them. Verse 2, their inheritance was by lot, selection over another apostle. Book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 26. And they cast their lots. The lot fell on Matthias. He was numbered with the 11 apostles instead of Judas Iscariot. As the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses, for the 9 tribes and the half tribe, the west side of Jordan River. Then verse 3, for Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and the half tribe on the other side of the Jordan River, the other side, which means east side of the Jordan River. See a Bible map. Here is two tribes, Gad and Reuben, and the half tribe, Manasseh. Joshua chapter 13, verse 8, with the other half tribe, the Reubenites and the Gadites, received their inheritance which Moses had given them beyond the Jordan eastward, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had given to them. But to the Levites, he had given no inheritance among them. So Jacob had 12 sons. So only 11 sons of Jacob, or 11 sons of Israel, were qualified to receive a portion of the land. So how come total 13 portion? That is in verse 4. Verse 4, for the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. So half a tribe of Manasseh in the east, and the other half a tribe of Manasseh tribe in the west of Jordan River, and Ephraim tribe took each portion. Therefore, in total, there were 13 portions in the land. Verse 4, for the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. So Manasseh had two portions. One is half of Manasseh tribe, the one portion east side. The other half is west side. So is Ephraim there. So therefore 13, but Levi was not qualified to receive any inheritance. They gave no part to the Levites, Levites' priesthood in the Old Testament time in the land, except cities to dwell, so dwelling place in the cities with their common lands for their livestock, the land for sacrificed animals for offerings, and their property, such as wheat or other grains fields for grain offering. Verse 5, as the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. They inherited the land wholly, W-H-O-L-L-Y, or fully, as the Lord had commanded Moses by Joshua. Not almost close enough, nor partial performance of God's counsel, but full performance. We Christians have about the same rates of divorce, addiction, and other problems as the rest of the population. Written by Thomas Ashbrook, the book name Mansions of the Heart, that is, he says so. Why? Because of a self-centered life rather than God-centered life. Also, life upon partial counsel of God, not full counsel of God. Also, lack of defensive discernment. So we need discernment, the Bible teaching or sermon, human thought, at the word of God. So lack of defense, defend our spirit, our soul. So we need a discernment. For example, Sunday sermons with the more than 50% gossips, far from an example to understand the excited counsel of God in the Bible. Also, no spirit led daily life in the whole counsel of God. No often self-examination of a heart. We need to examine our heart as to the Lord. Also, confusion between spiritual works and fleshly works. Also, confusion between prosperity by God and prosperity by flesh. Faith should be proved by spiritual works. No spiritual transformation or no spiritual radical change of God in Christ. Book of Acts chapter 20 verse 27, disciple Paul said to Ephesian Christians, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God without skipping any Bible verse. Matthew chapter 15 verse 14, let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind people. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. So we need defensive discernment. Psalm chapter 26, verse 2, David, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart, really tuned to the Lord. Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. So we need a daily bread, not only physical or spiritual daily bread as well. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Then Jesus said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. First, deny himself, no self-centered life, and take up his cross daily, take up his calling coming from God daily, and follow me. Our example, only the Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, so therefore it is no longer I who live, no old life, no self life, but Christ lives in me, God-centered life. And the life which I now live in the flesh, in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Also, the Jesus life example for our life, John chapter 5, verse 19. Then Jesus answered, said to them, mostly, assuredly, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. Also, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, how we should handle human thought, human opinion, or sermon here, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, against the counsel of God, bringing every thought, including my thought, any human thought, into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So then verse 6, then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, you know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. Verse 7, I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. Kadesh Barnea, it was far down below Hebron. See a map. To spy out the land, and I brought back word to him, or a good report to Moses, as it was in my heart. So Caleb made a good report to Moses, the servant of the Lord, from my heart. Verse 8, nevertheless, my brethren, or my brothers, who went up with me, the other 10 spies, except Caleb and Joshua, made the heart of people melt. Their bad report by sight made people fear. But I wholly or fully followed the Lord my God. My report by faith or wholehearted faith, not sight. Numbers chapter 13, verse 30 up to 33. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. But the man who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people because they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature or great height. They we saw by sight, we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak, came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." So the other 10 spies made a bad report based upon by sight, not by faith, to the people. So made the people fear over the people, over their aliens. Now, verse 9. So Moses swore on that day. Moses made an irrevocable promise on that day, saying, "Surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God." So Judah's descendants, through whom the Messiah would come. So Caleb was a descendant of Judah. So, and is because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. So Numbers chapter 14, verse 24. "But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it." Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 34, 36 as well. "And the Lord heard the sound of your words and was angry." Actually, they were the murmuring words, complaining words. "And took an oath, saying, surely not one of these men of this evil generation shall see that good land of which I swore to give to your fathers, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, and to him and his children I am giving the land on which he walked, because he wholly followed the Lord." So whole obedience, full obedience. This is a spiritual work, not fleshy work. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. "The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." So God's word and spirit always working together, not, you know, separate, working together. So the spirit make us understand the word of God, so we can live by faith. Then verse 11. Verse 10, "And now behold, or look, the Lord has kept me alive, as God said. These are 45 years ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am this day, 85 years old." For example, one prayer warrior's age, 85 years old as well at Calvary Chapel, Anaheim Hills. Then, verse 11, "As yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me, just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for work, both for going out and for coming in." Still, giants live there in the Judah area too. So still, Caleb is vital. So here is we can learn, Caleb did not stay on the athletic accomplished ones or self-glory, because the Spirit of God worked through him and so all glory should be to God. But forget them and go forward. Like Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Brothers, I do not count myself to have apprehended or to have achieved, to have succeeded. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So going forward for God's calling. Verse 12, now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. That mountain, Judean mountain, the south of Jerusalem, the rich land, the Jerusalem there. For you heard in that day how the Anakim, a giant pagan tribe, were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Caleb expressed his word based upon full faith upon the Lord. Verse 13, and Joshua blessed him, Joshua leader, blessed Caleb, and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance. Hebron close to Jerusalem. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day. Because he wholly followed, fully followed the Lord God of Israel without shaking. And the name of Hebron formerly was Kirjath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim, the greatest alien of the giant pagan tribe. Then the land had rest from war. Let's just see each question answered in brief. Question 1 in verse 3. For Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and the half tribe on the other side of Jordan, but to the Levites he had given no inheritance among them. Who were the two tribes and the half tribe? So you may see map is half Manasseh, and the other one, Gad, Reuben. So how come there were 13 portions of the land in this context? Jacob's son had only 12 sons, but Levi has no portion, so left of only 11 the sons. But the 11th son, Joseph, he had two sons. First son, Manasseh, second son, Ephraim. So Manasseh had two portions, plus Ephraim. So coming out is 13 portions there. Question 2, in verse 5, as the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land, where today Christians have about the same rate of divorce, addiction, and other problems as non-Christians. What could we learn from Joshua dividing the land as the Lord had commanded Moses? The issue is we should love God wholly and fully, so God-centered life, not self-centered life. Also, whole counsel of God, not partial counsel of God. We need defensive discernment over the teaching of the Bible, according to the Bible. Also, spiritual transformation of God in Christ. So spiritual led life daily in the whole counsel of God. Question 3 in verse 9. So Moses swore on that day saying, surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. what could we learn from Caleb's character? Caleb's character based upon faith. He followed in full, without shaking, not almost enough. So in God-centered life, holy following life, so as we can learn. Let's just sing song all together on bulletin, page 36.